Avos Perakei, Mishnah Chaf Gimel, 523, Samash Nayas, 525. At all events, it's the last of the Perak, and in truth, as I'll explain in the next Mishnah, this is actually the last of the Masechta. The next Perak is not really Mishnah, so it's actually Brisos. So this Mishnah is short and sweet and super important. Ben Hehe, who also is a convert, presumably, the name Ben Hehe is not his real name. It was somehow like a pseudonym to hide his identity, perhaps. The letter He from the letter that Avram Avinu and Sarah Avinu added to their names, referring to and alluding to Hashem. So he said in Aramaic, Lufum Tzara Agra, according to the Tzar, really, which means something like pain and suffering, literally, is Agra, is the Schar, is the reward. And the basic idea here is very simple, but central to all Jewish thought, which is the heavenly recompense, the reward one gets in the hereafter, is a function of the amount of effort, intentions, planning, trouble, concentration, exertion, hard work, spending of money, spending of resources, whatever you put into it, in terms of your Talmud Torah, your mitzvahs, your transformation of your bad character traits, the good character traits, the betterment of your character traits, the helping of other people, all those things, all of them are good deeds, rewards, meritorious, but what the reward one gets is going to be a function of the amount of effort he put into it in all the different aspects I just described. And the idea is very simple, which is there's no shortcuts, there's no tricks, there's no magic. The point of a person's life here is to establish a relationship with Hashem. The way he does that is through Torah and mitzvahs. That's fine, but ultimately, it boils down to that relationship, and a relationship is a function of the choosing. A person, in his essence, is a bocher, is a chooser. We have bechira, free will, and that's what defines who we are. And what powers that isn't just the idea in your head, oh, I'd like to or not like to do something, but rather what you do to make it happen. And therefore, something comes easy to you, it's great you do it, but that's not really forging a relationship with Hashem. That's you just sort of being pre-programmed that way based on your disposition, your personality, your genetics, your whatever it is. So if you overcome that or take that and run with it and invest more into doing the right thing, expending time, effort, resources, planning, exertion, hard work, money, thought, concentration. So all those things, endurance, perseverance, grit, all the above. To the extent you exert yourself and invest in your doing the right thing, that is your investing in the relationship with Hashem, and therefore that will be what determines the amount of schar, the reward one gets in the hereafter. So certainly a very basic idea, but central, and that's the way the Masechta ends, as originally was conceived, that for all we're saying here is don't be sad if you haven't done as much Torah mitzvahs as other people. It's all about the exertion you put, and a person can be tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu. Each of us can. We can't be Nevi'im like Moshe, and we can't, we're not going to be as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're not going to have the resources and the fortitude that Moshe was born with. But in terms of the potential for each of us to use our free will to exert ourselves in the service of Hashem and foster that relationship and to our full capabilities, everyone can do that, and that makes everyone who does that tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu as righteous and worthy of reward as the greatest of the great. So Be'ez Hashem, as we finish Maseches Avos, we should reflect on what the counsel Chazal gave us throughout the Masechta and try to put into practice the very best we can, which means exerting ourselves to really be the best that we can be.